This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories about positive thinking from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness. This book is the synthesis of what I've learned in 14 years of reading tens of thousands of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories. And these are stories that talk about what worked and what didn't work in people's lives. Some of the stories share such simple, easy to implement, life-changing advice. And today I'm going to tell you two of those stories. One's about how pursuing your passion, even if unconventional, can lead to a much happier life. In our first story, Martin Walters tells us that the job he had always loved was the one from his youth, when he worked at a grocery store in the produce area, setting out the fruit and helping customers choose the ones that were ripe. However, Martin went into banking, which he didn't like, but which was a great way to support his family. He remained a banker for decades, and he never liked it. He was always nostalgic about those days at the grocery store. But he kept working at the bank through acquisitions and forced moves, even when he and his wife became empty nesters. And then his bank needed him to move again, and they offered him a good deal to do so. But he turned them down, and he was finally free, able to leave his job on good terms and never have to be a banker again. He was so happy. He loved the first few months of being jobless. It was everything he ever thought he wanted. He did every household chore and repair he could think of. He built shelving. He put up crown molding. He installed recessed lighting. But then he started to worry because he didn't actually have a new job lined up. 2 years went by, and although Martin tried, he couldn't find another job in banking without moving, and he didn't want to move. And of course, he didn't really want to go back into banking anyway. Then one day at breakfast, Martin's wife mentioned how often he had talked about working at the grocery store and how much he had loved it. And then she told him there was a new grocery store opening up, and they had advertised an opening for a manager of the produce department. Martin went and got that job, and now he is the happiest retired banker ever, surrounded by tomatoes and all the other produce, doing what he dreamed about for years.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Another man who switched careers to pursue his passion was Doug Sletten. Doug was in his late 20s and he had it made. He had paid off his student loans and he had a job that he liked, teaching in a junior high school and coaching football. His wife had a good job too, as a nurse, and their two children were in elementary school. Everything was terrific, except for one thing. Doug had always wanted to be a lawyer. He watched every lawyer show on TV, and he loved movies in which lawyers were strategizing and sparring in the courtroom. He couldn't stop thinking about chucking it all and starting over in law school. But it was crazy, right? Everything was perfect already. He went to talk to his rather conservative father about it, and his father surprised him. Doug explained that it would take him 4 years for the whole process, to prepare to apply to law school and then actually attend for 3 years. He would be 33 years old by the time he graduated and started over as a rookie lawyer. His father put down his newspaper and said simply, "How old would you be in 4 years if you didn't follow your dream?" So Doug did it. His whole family supported him in the decision. He and his wife sold their house and moved into a mobile home. The kids changed schools and his wife got a new job. The 3 years of law school were grueling, but Doug was happy. He ended up practicing law for 25 years, always grateful that his family had supported his decision to uproot their lives and try something completely different. You know, we put a relevant quote at the beginning of our stories, and the one we chose for Doug's story, I think, is perfect. It's by Joseph Campbell, and it goes like this. "We must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. The old skin has to be shed before the new one can come." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, your 10 keys to happiness. Go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all 10 keys to happiness. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new ones, sign up for our daily newsletter and you'll get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Attitude of Gratitude, about when less is more and when a simpler life is a better one.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.